Well, hey, friend, welcome to the Love Your Bible podcast. Hey, today we're going to talk about something that is not super popular, probably. Maybe you haven't done it ever, or maybe you haven't done it in a while. We're going to talk about fasting. What does it mean to fast, and why should you do it? Hey, friend, as we begin, I want to read Matthew 16, verse 16. It says, "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." So I want you to see a couple of things about fasting. Number one, Jesus says, "And when you fast," that means fasting is not this odd thing that you may or may not do at some point in your Christian life, but fasting is a normal rhythm that Jesus is expecting his followers to do. He doesn't say, "Hey, if you fast, if you ever decide to fast, some point in the future, if you ever take on fasting." No, he says, "And when you fast." And he actually says it twice. "But when you fast, do this." And he tells us what not to do and what to do. But it's just amazing to think about Jesus talking to this people on the Sermon on the Mount. He's telling them, "Hey, when you fast, don't do this and do this." So the expectation is that Jesus' followers will fast. So when you fast, don't do this and do this. So just want to point that out, because I'll be the first to admit I have not fasted regularly like I think I probably need to, just to be connected to the Lord. But I want to increase that. So one of the reasons we're talking about fasting, our Hardened Men's Group, we actually practiced fasting this week. So I'm actually fasting today. So it's on my mind. Now you might say, "Yeah, you're not supposed to tell anybody." Well, this actually won't come out till tomorrow, so it's going to be fine. So my fasting today is in secret. Tomorrow, the cat will be out of the bag. But I'm not doing this to like applaud or tell you, "Hey, look, I'm fasting." I just want to show you why it's on my heart and mind is because I'm practicing it today. And our Hardened Men's Group, we all had a day to fast today. And it was just really cool to connect with some guys this morning as they broke their fast over breakfast. And we got to talk about what the last day was like, where we gave up food to center our minds and hearts on God, to really seek Him in fasting and prayer. And it was just neat to hear around the room guys saying, like, "Man, I didn't know if I could do it. This was going to be hard." And everyone says, "You know, it was actually both easier than I thought and harder than I thought. Like it wasn't the end of the world. Like, I could do it." But also, there was a real visceral response throughout the day of, "I'm hungry, I need food," but it would lead me to prayer, it would lead me to God, it would lead me to higher connection with the Lord, and I had clarity, and I spent time with Him. So everyone agreed, "Hey, it was hard, but it was also great." And one of the guys in the group said, "You know, In our culture, just in our society, a society that really we can have anything and everything all the time," he said, "it's really good that the practice of fasting, that we tell ourselves no regularly." And that's one of the things that fasting does. It tells ourselves no regularly. We're saying no to food, no to self. "I have a desire to eat right now. I am hungry." But guess what? I rule over my desires. I can say, "No, I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to obey my body, because I am going to listen and obey the Lord Jesus." So I want to encourage you during this podcast, I want to encourage you to fast. Pick a day, maybe this week or next week, and make plans for it, and just take one day and don't eat food. Fast from food one day. Now you can do all sorts of things, like don't have my phone and don't do this and don't turn on social media, don't watch Netflix. You can fast from all those things, but I'm encouraging to actually fast from food, like have a real biblical fast. And so here's some principles. So when you do choose to fast, don't look gloomy like a hypocrite. Don't disfigure your face. Don't tell everybody. Because if you fast so that others will see it, then you're not getting the true reward. You've already received reward. People are applauding you and saying, wow, you fast. You're really cool. Well, if that's what you're after, then you've already got the reward. But instead, Jesus says, but when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. Like, look like you have eaten. Don't try to draw attention to yourself. Because when you fast and only God knows, and it's a secret fast between you and Him, then your Heavenly Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. There is reward that comes from true biblical fasting. So what is true biblical fasting? Well, it's, you see all throughout the Bible, people fast and prayed. They would give up food, so they would just, man, their hunger would lead them to eat God's word. Their hunger would lead them to God, to be satisfied in Him, that God, you are my bread more than actual bread, that I need you more than I need to eat today. That's what we're proclaiming when we fast. We are really in our bodies with hunger pains shooting in our stomachs and with mouths wanting to taste food. We are saying, God, I need something more, and that something more is you. And so we're proclaiming that throughout our fast, but also we are living in that reality. That as we push through hunger pains and they lead us to prayer and meditation on God's word and on what God's doing and on who God is, it will draw us closer to Him. And the reward is we will get more of God rather than just more food. And we will be filled more than just eating a cheeseburger or grabbing breakfast. We will have a deeper satisfaction because we're connecting with the God who made us. So I would encourage you, so pick a day, and when you wake up, don't eat, and then go to bed that night without eating. And then when you wake up the next day, you can break the fast and eat. But during this 24-hour fast, okay, when you wake up till you go to bed, all through the day, you're going to get hungry. So I want you to think about, what do I need to pray for? What do I need to fight against? So maybe there's a sin that you're just not able to put to death. What if you took a day and fasted and really thought and fought towards that particular sin? You took it before Jesus and you asked Him, you pleaded with Him to help you fight better so that you would not be given to that sin. Maybe there's a relationship that is broken that needs restoration. Maybe you're going to take that and pray for that all day long. You want to just take a passage of Scripture and really dive into it, meditate on it, think about it. So you're going to take that scripture with you out through all day. And whenever you're hungry, you're going to pray that. You're going to think about that. You're going to meditate on it. You're going to let that lead you to God. There is, maybe it's a decision you have to make. Maybe you're thinking about moving jobs or asking this girl to marry you or whatever the big decision of your life is. You're going to take that before the Lord through fasting and prayer. Maybe your kids are going through some stuff and you just want to lift them before the Lord in prayer. So pick something that you want to focus on, and so that your fasting is not just dieting. You're not just not eating. No, you're purposefully fasting, and you're doing it in secret. Now, if your like wife finds out, that's fine. If somebody finds out that you work with, that's okay. I think the principle is you're not shouting it to the rooftops. Hey, everybody, look, I'm fasting. It's not like if people find out, it's not going to work. Because even in D groups, like all the D group knew, but we're not shouting at the rooftop being like, hey, look at me, I'm fasting today. That's your reward you're already getting by the applause of man. What you want your reward is, God who sees in secret is going to reward you in secret. That this fasting is going to give you more of Him as you get less of you and less of just meeting your daily appetites and desires. So think about, what is your fasting going to be used for? What's the purpose? What are you wanting from this? What do you need in your spiritual life? And so mark that out, set some goals, and pick a day, either this week or next week, and try fasting. Because some of you have never done it, and Jesus is literally saying, hey, when you do this, because you should be doing it, it should be a regular rhythm of your life. So I would encourage, just as a Christian, I would encourage once a month, picking a day and fasting. And so either do like the first day of the month, just start the month with a fast and really pray for the month. Or maybe the 15th of every month, you're going to fast and pray. Or maybe the last day of the month, you're going to fast and pray. Maybe you do all three of those. That'd be three fasts for a month. Or maybe you do twice a month. But just to start out, let's start with a little goal. Little goal would be, hey, what if we fasted once a month? So let's start this week or next week. Let's go ahead and start fasting, see how it goes, and then set a monthly reminder once a month to fast. Because Jesus says, hey, when you fast, here's how you should do it. He's anticipating we will be fasters. I don't know if that's a word, but he's anticipating we're going to be fasters. So when you fast, don't do it to show other people. Do it to get more of God. Fast with purpose, and I think your fasting will bring you closer to God. Hey, I'm excited to bring you this episode about fasting today. I hope that you'll take me up on it. You will try fasting, and it leads you closer to the Lord, because I really think that fasting and praying and meditating on Scripture will help you love your Bible more. And when you love your Bible, you will love God, serve people, and live a life that matters.